Hey guys, awesome episode today. We got a girlfriend who doesn't want to have sex, a former football star is tapping on the glass, and we got a lady who's leaving the apps. Check it out, enjoy, share with friends. Welcome to the J Train Podcast. This is J Train, Jared Fried, coming to you live from Harlem, New York City. We're here every Tuesday and Friday with your emails, your stories, your questions. I say it every episode. I'll say it one more time. Thank you for listening. Thank you for telling a friend. Thank you, thank you, thank you. This thing keeps growing every week. It gets your response is better and better every week. And I'm going to tell you, keep doing it. This podcast has been around for a while, and not everyone in the world knows about it, so you got to help them out. Help them. Spread the word. And you know what the best way to spread the word is? Make it your Instagram story. Ooh, does that feel like you and I are alone in a meadow, and you are just taking that feather straight to my nuts? OMG, does it feel good when I get that Instagram notification? There we are. Here we are out in the meadow. It's windy, fall, brisk. I'm naked. You're fully clothed, holding a full long feather. And then you take it from the front of the seam of the ball to the back of the seam, almost to the anus. Close, close, not there. And then back again. Up and down my balls. That's what it feels like every time you make your Instagram story, the J Train Podcast. Let people know. Oh, and a storm is rumbling. Oh, that storm comes in. Now the feather's wet. I don't care. I'll take a wet feather. A little different. Ooh, maybe we should take shelter. Maybe not. Maybe. Now some people come here. We take shelter with the people in a local cafeteria. You're still feathering. I'm still naked. That's how, and people are having their meals. They don't even seem to be noticing that there's someone rubbing the balls of a person they've never met before, but they listen to every Tuesday and Friday. Listen, people. And now we're soaking wet. Now we've gone to a river. Let's walk in the river, knee high. All of this is to say is keep telling friends and family and coworkers that you listen to the J Train Pocket. Man, there is a lot of nature. We really got far into the woods on this one. But listen, people, keep telling your friends and coworkers and anyone you know about this podcast and what you get out of it. You get a walk to the gym, your workouts, planes, trains, automobiles, group trips, in the background of your life to get away from your own thoughts. I get it. I listen to podcasts. I know what the deal is. So listen, keep telling people about the J Train Podcast. I want to do a couple dates before we get to our guest. I am currently leaving Seattle. I had a great time. I do want to talk for a second about the contest we had. A lot of response to the contest. Did you notice that?
Couldn't stop getting notifications.
A lot of notifications. Shelby getting blow. His inbox was blowing up. I got a couple of emails. I actually sent to Timmy A, who was our winner. We're taping. The Friday episode hasn't come out yet, but we awarded Timmy A, he DM'd me, and I got him the hat.
That's nice.
And then someone else was like, there was a lot of disappointment with who won. I'm happy Timmy A wrote the review. If you don't know, basically the premise was, write your own version of how you tickle my nuts, and the best, most creative version would win, okay? And we'd send you a Feather Nation cap. Timmy A has received his cap. I got some DMs. This girl wrote me. She's like, that wasn't enough. If you go to the, if you could go right now, Shelby, to the comments section right now, there's new ones up now that are actually what we were looking for.
It's like they had 2 weeks.
You would think they would have known it. I want to read this email in response to it while you look up some of the new ones that we have. But Papa J, I've just listened to today's episode where Timmy A won the best iTunes review, and I was so disappointed, just like you. I wasn't disappointed. I'm happy, Timmy. I'm not disappointed in Timmy A. I'm disappointed in the effort that I in matters of disappointment, you know who you go to first? You know whose office? Go to your own office. Your office. Look at your desk. I did it wrong. I should have explained it better. It was my fault. I'm willing to take the heat on this one. That's why I want to start another Feather Nation cap contest today. Okay, Shelby? Yes, the crowd can't believe it. So we are going to do a Feather Nation cap contest again. Comment on the page. Today is, we're taping on the, before I head to Seattle. So we're going to, this will come out Tuesday the 25th. The next time we tape is for the next Tuesday, this will be the Tuesday the 20th. Yeah. And then it'll Friday. So we'll be taping for the second, right?
Correct.
So let's consider it from the 25th to the 2nd of October. You have 1 week to get your reviews, your Feathering My Nuts reviews, 5-star reviews combined with your description of how my nuts would be feathered. And I'm going to read this one from Stephanie, this email. And she, Stephanie, you also send me, DM me and let me know that I read this, because I'm going to send you a hat for helping me explain what we're doing here. That's right. That's right, audience. I'm a fair and humble dictator here at the J Train Podcast, okay? Just listen to your episode with Timmy A, won the best iTunes review, and I was so disappointed, just like you. You need to hear how much you deserve to be feathered, man. It's a cool late summer evening. Okay, ready? Where the breeze is gentle and refreshing. You are sat outside a cottage in the south of England, having a cold beer with classic Shelbs. Shelbs, you're there too.
We're really jet-setting here.
We've got to go over the, crossing the pond. As Shelbs goes inside to get you another beer, I appear with the largest, softest feather you have ever felt. Pull down your pants and brush the feather ever so gently and down the seam of your nuts. Up and down. Up and down. And when I think about the sweet sound of your voice telling me about the magic of a finger in the butt during a blowjob, that feather keeps going all night. But seriously, I love listening to you on the podcast so much. Please, please come to England to do some stand-up. I mean, now I'm sprinting. I'm going to swim to England.
Get across that channel.
I got to get across that channel to do some stand-up and a podcast. I'm a lady listener. I'm swinging my my hair around as Shelbs plays the music. You absolutely feather my nipples all fucking day, which I now really want to happen, as feathering the nips would feel amazing, she writes in all caps. Your ultimate new name equals Pharaoh of Feathers. Keep doing your thing. So, Stephanie from across the pond, send me a DM. I will mail you all the way to England. That's expensive postage.
$300-$400.
Yeah, $350 to get that to you. But you know what? Papa JT loves his fans, love the listeners, and Stephanie, DM me so I can send you your hat. And for the rest of you, you have 1 week.
Get in on it like Stephanie and her Shakespearean prose.
Yes, and we can. And listen, Stephanie did a great job, but that's kicking us off. I want to see where this could go. Shelby, do you have any in the new ones since?
This is from Monelli.
Monelli.
A extend the nut feather contest. Shelby, please read. Okay, twice a week, this podcast and Jared's melodic voice soothes my morning commute and tickles my soul with the same rhythmic strokes and sweet tenderness of a plush peacock feather gently grazing nuts. There's nowhere else I turn when I'm in need of honest, wise, and hilarious perspectives on dating in this wild city. Oh, King of Haas, you are truly doing noble work, and I am forever grateful of your sage wisdom.
It keeps going.
Keep giving the people what they want, and we will keep feathering.
See, I like that review. It was very complimentary, which makes me you know, it, I don't, I want these less, if I could give a, you know, a review of the review, I don't want to like, you know, I'm very happy they wrote the review. This is very, I mean, I'm fully feathered. I mean, it feels like I'm sitting on a, on, I'm being held above, like just 1,000 little fairies are flying me above the earth with feathers. So it feels good. If I was to give a note to the people that are writing in for the next version of the contest, let's move more towards ball feathering, less towards compliments.
Correct.
So go on iTunes. We're doing another run. You can win a hat. The girl from England, send in your, give me the, you know, DM me your address. I'll get a hat to you across the pond. I'm very, oh, and one more announcement. As far as shows are concerned, Dallas, October 1st, we're doing a live You Up podcast. We're coming to Dallas, Canton Hall. It's one show, one night only. Tickets are sparse. So if you are in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, come. Also, I'm at Cleveland at Hilarities on September 30th. Cleveland people, come on out to Hilarities in Cleveland. And then on the 4th, we're going to talk about that show right now. I'm going to be in Newport, Rhode Island. Newport, Rhode Island for the Rogue Island Comedy Festival. Let's bring on today's guest, the creator. Yeah. Is that what I would call? Get up to the mic.
You can call me the founder, director, creator, sure, whatever.
The founder, director, creator of the Rogue Island Comedy Festival, also a hilarious comedian,
Thank you
for coming on.
Oh, it's good to be back. Now, I did this podcast when I first moved to the city.
What's that?
When I first moved to the city.
Yeah, this is your second time on the show.
Yeah, so okay, congratulations. This is blown up.
Listen, we every week,
yeah,
we gain one more ear.
I don't
that's
know,
all I want.
You're getting an overdose of tickled feathers here.
A lot of feathers,
which I texted you when you started this because our Rogue Island logo has the same feather. So I texted you, we must have the same clip art guy.
Yes.
So I think maybe, you know, if you can't beat him, join him. I think we should just collaborate on this.
Absolutely. And explain to the listeners what a comedy festival is, because I know that's like going to the beginning of this, but this isn't like a stand-up, like this isn't Mark Maron. We're not talking
right.
Comedy Shop most of the time. So what would you like? Cause, and I don't do a lot of festivals, to tell you the truth. I'm happy to do yours.
I've been trying to get you for years.
I know. Now we're in. So how many years did you do it?
So this
what is a comedy festival? What should people expect? What kind of tickets can they get? And if they're in the Providence, Newport, Boston area, they should come.
Well, it's a festival atmosphere. So even if you're within a 50-mile radius, come to Newport. Like if you're in Boston, Connecticut. Newport is just such a fun town. And it's a town that doesn't have comedy. So
yeah.
A festival like
in most towns that don't have comedy,
right.
There's just no club. So
exactly.
There's no real, you have to, as the founder, the creator of this festival, you have to erect a club at a place that never would have had comedy.
So we use already established businesses, bars, art studios, theaters that do other things. You know what I mean? Like dueling pianos or cover bands or whatever. And I set the show up so it's like an intimate comedy show feel. But the whole festival atmosphere is just various shows over the course of, you know, this is a holiday weekend, Columbus Day weekend.
Yeah.
So we're doing 15 shows across 5 nights, 4 different venues, multiple
right.
shows a night. So you could get a ticket to one show, you could pop to another show. It's just that
so
whole...
So one ticket gets you into all of them?
It doesn't, but
okay.
I mean, if you...
sorry.
Into general admission, every
here.
Show is its
yeah,
own
yeah.
admission.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
sorry,
yeah.
Crowd,
folks. Listen, sorry, crowd.
So, but most of the shows sell out, so we encourage people to buy tickets in advance.
What's the range of ticket price?
Just $20.
$20.
Yep, $20. $25 at the door, so we encourage people to get tickets in advance.
So I'm going to be on the show October 4th.
Yep, you're kicking it off, baby.
I'm kicking it off. I'm kicking off the festival.
The Jane Pickens Theater. It's a historic...
A theater?
Oh, yeah. It's a 400-seater.
Really?
Yeah. So,
Man.
So we got
better
some.
I better get my props together.
Yes, do that. Every show is kind of like a showcase format. So
okay.
Every show has, you know, 6 comics on it. Obviously, they're doing it short sets. You're going to headline it.
But mine's a heavy hitters. There's a lot of big people on mine.
Yeah, we got Corinne and Christina.
From Guys We Fucked, and then I'm on it.
Yep.
And
a couple, this Toronto comic, Chris Robinson, Pedro Gonzalez. R.A. Bartlett. So it's going to be a killer show. And the whole weekend. So if you're in, I mean, you're a New England guy.
Yeah.
So
people in the New England area, it's called the Rogue Island Comedy Festival. What's the website?
RogueIslandComedyFest.com.
RogueIslandComedyFest.com.
October 4th to the 8th.
Yeah, the 4th to the 8th. And listen, this is one of those things, you're not going to hear about this, you know, this... It's just one of those cool things, and I'm telling like a guy or a girl who's got a boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever your thing is going, or you got a couple friends, you're looking to do something new, let's go to a cool place like Newport, Rhode Island, which is like a beautiful area.
It's gorgeous.
And do something we wouldn't have done otherwise.
Exactly. And like, you know, not to put down clubs or anything, but like the festival format is so, it's like a little variety pack of comedy. You know what I mean? You're going to get different styles, different... You know,
you're going to get things you wouldn't have seen in the club. Like, club setting is more, you might get a little bit of, like, I like clubs because it's, you know, joke.
Right.
Festival, you might get one person that's like that, another person that's a little alternative, as they say, a little weirder.
It's like a pack of jelly beans, you know, you might get a black licorice, but somebody else loves black licorice.
Yeah,
you
and somebody might like popcorn flavor.
Exactly.
And you might get that. So go RogueIslandComedyFest.com. Go check it out. I'm going to be there October 4th.
Yep.
So if you're in the area, come to my show. Or if you can't make it to mine, go to any of the shows they have. I'll put my J Train rubber stamp of approval
weekend,
on.
We're going to have Mark Norman, Sam J, Tom Dustin, who's a killer
boss.
They're
all Tom
Nori
is great.
Davis,
Nori's fucking hilarious. Sam J, Mark, everyone. Those all are names that I would pay to see.
Thank you.
So go check it out. Also, Doug is fucking hilarious, and you're going to do all... Do you do all the shows?
No,
what do you do?
No, to be honest, I don't like to hog any stage time. I put myself on one of the shows scheduled. What I do is, if we start on time and there's some gaps, I throw myself
five minutes.
Yeah,
I got
especially
it. Yeah,
if,
yeah.
I know, if I have friends and family, like, you know, I'm from the town, so, you know, I'll, you know, cater to them.
So if you want to go follow Doug, at Doug Key Comedy on Twitter, at Doug Key Comedy on Twitter, Douglas Key on Instagram, at Douglas Key. It'll be up on my socials if you want to find them there.
Find me.
So October 4th, I will be there, and then I'm coming to Miami.
Ooh.
October 5th, we got two shows, an 8 and a 10 in Miami, and that's pretty much. Oh, and then Chicago. Fuck. I'm coming to Chicago October 7th through 10th, and those tickets are going. So go to jaredfried.com for any of those tickets. And then one more plug, and then we'll do the emails, Doug, if that's okay with you.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Here's one more thing I want to talk about. I kind of put this on hold because I wanted to see what, you know, we were working out Patreon. I love what we're doing on Patreon, and we're trying to work out how best to use this because, listen, if you get value out of this show and you're like, I got an extra 20 minutes a week, I want to listen to another part, you know, I put out a lot of stuff, so I can understand the idea of like, okay, I got enough of you, J-Train. I've done it, and I get that. But here's where Patreon comes in. It's a way to show that you enjoy things so much that you're like, I'm getting 4 hours of free out of J-Train a week. Let me throw him $3 a month to show my appreciation.
$3,
for the show.
That's it.
$3 a month, and with that, for $3 a month, you get an extra podcast every Sunday called Coffee with J-Train. Shelby, how would you explain Coffee with J-Train?
It's you on a Sunday. You might have gotten some weekend shows done.
Yeah.
You might have gotten a Snapchat show out of the way, and you're just having some you time.
It's riffing.
Oh, I like that.
Giving them the real scoop.
I get angry on it.
On what's happening, what's making you happy, what's making you mad.
Yep. It's all there. So I do like 20 to 25 minutes every Sunday where it's just going, I just complain, basically.
I think of a nice, easygoing Sunday with coffee, like relaxing and chill.
No.
You're like, I get angry on my
Me,
day off.
Well, now, especially with the Snapchat show, which is every Tuesday, how low will you go on Snapchat? I give you kind of like the behind the scenes of like what I felt was going on at the school, whether I liked the school.
Yeah.
Stories come up because you're just out there. It's, you know, everything. There's variables in my life now. I got to travel every week. I'm going to Oregon this week. I'm going to Penn
Oregon.
State the week after that. So go patreon.com/JaredFried. It's in the description section of every podcast. Is it in the description?
It will be now.
Put it in the description, the link to go check it out for $3 a month. You get the podcast every Sunday, plus I do a blog every Friday now that reviews all the episodes, J Train Tuesday, You Up Wednesday, J Train Friday, just gives a behind the scenes of what went on. And then for $10 a month, and a lot of people, more people use this than I could have ever imagined, you get to, I'll answer any question you want directly to you. So I'll give you personalized
perspective. That is a steal.
So for $10 a month, whatever issue you're going through, and I'm not an expert. I've said that a million times on this podcast. I'm not an expert. I just give perspective.
But you put people's minds at ease, I feel like.
Well, that's the thing. I had a friend in college that stopped drinking.
Right.
And then we'd all go get fucking blacked out. And then we'd come back, and then the next day we'd be like, dude, what went on? And he was perfect because we come back to him and he'd go, dude, you were great. This happened. That happened. I wouldn't have done this. I would have done this. And it was like peace of mind.
Right.
You know, and I think that's what we're doing for a lot of people on Patreon. Well, I think that's what this show does, is to say, hey, you're not crazy.
Right.
But I go back and forth with people a lot on these. You know, I've given, you know, I go back and forth with people a lot on Patreon. And it's like, yeah. And it's in there, I can actually ask them questions. Well, what happened there? We can really dig into the issue. And, you know, it's been nice. It's very interesting what people feel comfortable writing to me about. Sometimes I don't feel I'm the right person, but I'm happy to listen to them.
Yeah.
Some people just don't know who to go to, and it's nice to go to someone that you know is listening but doesn't know you.
Right. And you don't want to go to your closest friend group because they might judge you, or you just don't want that information out into your close circle of
friends.
Also,
you don't know. You judge your friends before you ask them for advice.
True, yeah.
You know, you're like, well, that friend's done that shit. He doesn't know shit.
Right.
And it's like, you know, for me, I'm not perfect. I've never said I was, and I've got issues and problems of my own.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing I can do is listen. And sometimes I tell people, I'm like, you got to go to your parents.
Right.
And I'm like, this isn't the place for this. And sometimes that's worth, you know, the question to them. So Patreon.com/JaredFreed is where you can get all that stuff. Let's do some emails. If you want to send an email, jtrainpodcast@gmail.com, jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. Here with Doug Key.
Yes.
The Rogue Island Comedy Festival, rogueislandcomedyfest.com. If you're in the New England area,
October 4th, baby.
October 4th is the kickoff. I'll be on the show. I love this question because it's a tough one. Girlfriend avoiding sex.
All right.
Typical. Hey there, Archbishop of Asplayer. You got a girlfriend?
I do, yes.
Doug Key, for the ladies out there, is absolutely gorgeous. Easy on the eyes.
Oh, stop.
You must have a hot girlfriend.
She's gorgeous. She's beautiful.
You had to say that. What were we going to say?
I do. Yeah. She's mediocre,
she's
I guess.
Fine.
No,
whatever.
She's a pretty gal.
In a bit, how long have you been together?
We're at like a year and a half right now.
How'd you guys meet?
We met on Bumble. However,
I
swiped no by accident.
Wow.
I was on a bus from Providence back to New York, and I must have swiped no because she ended up following me on Instagram because I had my Instagram handle in my bio. So she slid up in my DMs, but because I didn't follow her, it went to my filtered direct messages. So I didn't see her initial message. Then she sends one, then she follows me, liked a bunch of my photos, which is like
tapping on the glass. This is what we do.
She threw a cinder block.
Really?
She liked, probably
15
photos.
Very interesting, because we have a question about that's coming up after this one.
Okay, good. So she messaged me again and said, her second message was, the first message was, that I didn't see, was, hey, Doug, I saw you on Bumble. I hope this isn't creepy or aggressive, but I wanted to
love
say
it.
Hi.
You love it because that's advice. She's going by the advice that I've given a million times on this show. Call out the creepy.
Yep.
Tap on the window. Call out the creepy.
Yep.
And then just want to say hi and put the ball in your court.
Right. So the ball was in my court. Didn't see that message. 2 days later, I get another message that said, okay, cool. I guess I'll just go fuck myself. Am I right? I was like, this is going to be the girl I marry.
Really?
That just like her. That's what I would have said.
Marry?
Just joking, like being lighthearted about it. So then we started talking like for an hour on Instagram after that, just going back and forth. You know when you like just play ping pong?
Sometimes
and it's just easy.
Sometimes it just works.
And that's not
with everybody.
Nope. Exactly.
And this is the thing. That's why a lot of people are like, well, why doesn't anyone answer my... It's just not going to happen with everybody.
Yep.
This was nice. You were like, oh, wow, we're on the same level. Right.
So she's like, oh, you're a comic. You know, I love comedy. And I was like, all right, I'm going to judge you. Who are your favorite comics? And she's like, I'm not into Kevin Hart or Amy Schumer. She like threw out like, you know, I'm not into the ones that everybody else likes, basically.
All right, well, okay.
She started throwing out, like, sure. You know, obscure names.
It's like when someone says, what music are you into? And they go straight to indie.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly. So then I was like, let's talk on the phone. And she's like, right now? With our voices?
Talk on the phone.
On the phone. So I said, let's...
That's your move?
That was my move. I mean, at least a few girls, I feel like that just gets them more because it throws them for a loop.
Sure. Okay. And yeah. Zigging while people are zagging. I get it.
And you could get so much information. You could get 2 weeks worth of texting out in a half hour conversation.
Have you ever spoken over the phone and then not done the date? Have you been like, well, this is nice. I guess you didn't connect?
No, no.
Well, usually, if you're getting to the phone, you're getting to the date.
If you're getting to the phone, you can just, you're just more, there's more information back and
forth. Does the first date feel like a second, third date at that point?
Yes, the first date, you feel like you know each other at that point. So we talked on the phone for an hour for a week straight, and then we met in the city, and it was like...
Hook up on the first date.
Kiss.
Kiss.
Just kissed.
Okay.
Yep, that's it. Sorry, read the email.
In a bit of a pickle, my girlfriend of 2 months, we've been talking for 4 months prior to this, doesn't seem like she wants sex. At the beginning, we've had a couple of sexual encounters. I've gone down on her, and she did the same. It was getting hot and heavy, and then she told me that she wasn't on the pill and that she didn't want to move too fast. So I completely respect that. She's told me that she has had sex with 3 guys prior to this, but I'm starting to question if there's truth to that. I genuinely like this girl, and I've tried to not be come off too eager into pushing for sex, but I'm under the belief that we need that extra oomph to establish that connection. We've had several talks about her not wanting me to plan it, about her not wanting me to plan activities around sex, and when it happens, it happens. I think we have a pretty deep connection. Maybe this is why she wants our first time together to be special, but now I'm wary about initiating things like dirty talk and exchanging pics. What say you? Thanks a bunch. Do you have any thoughts on this?
Don't go into dirty talk and don't request pictures right away, you know?
Yeah. I feel for this guy because he's like, they're on the same page, but his page reads, now we have sex, and hers reads, hit the brakes.
Yeah, exactly. This is 8 months in?
He says they're 2 months.
Oh, 2 months
in. But they've been talking for 4 months prior to this. Here's where I'm looking at. Talking 4 months prior means it took a lot to get that first date.
Exactly.
And when it takes a lot to get that first date, everything feels heightened.
Yeah.
So it's like, if we have sex, I'm going to feel bad about this. Or if we have sex, now you're in. Like, right. For both sides of it.
Maybe she's just nervous that, you know, once they do have sex, the floodgates are going to open and then the feelings
she'll get
come
burned
out.
Or, like,
yeah. Yeah. So she's just being protective of her feelings, I think. She's only had sex with few people before that he knows of, or total?
That's what she says, but he's getting the vibe that she's never had sex before. I think you have to. I think sometimes it's okay to back off it. And also, look at this as like a nice thing.
Right.
You get the opportunity. This kid gets the opportunity to see, do you like her?
Right. That should be the most important thing. Like, can you spend time with her?
Sure. And right now you're in this zone where it's like, you're being forced into masturbating, you know, on your own.
Right.
And after you, I mean, I've said this a million times, and now there's like a bunch of internet memes about it. But like the idea of like masturbating before every decision, she's saying you go away and fucking make sure you're into this.
Yeah.
So for you, dude, if you're sitting there being like, I need this, I'm not saying sex isn't important. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying, make sure, know how important it is to her.
Yes.
It's okay for two people to think of sex differently.
Right.
But you have to, I think the importance of sex goes to the highest bidder.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
In this situation, if you, you know, the respect factor is, you have, like I've been with girls, similar situations where you're sitting there and she's going, we have to be together.
Yeah.
And then I sit there and I go, okay, well, we keep going on dates and I back away from the conversation. And then it comes up and I'm not ready because I'm like, fuck.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if I rate this on the same importance as her.
True. And plus,
does
like,
that make sense? I feel like
yeah, no, I mean, like, I've been like, if you truly like the girl and you want to spend time with her, then wait. Because how many girls, like I've been with girls where it's like, I just clearly don't like them. Like they're not, I'm just not clicking.
Yeah.
And then I'm impatient. I'm like, okay, well, if we're not going to have sex, then what are we doing here? But yes if
we're
you
not connecting on the mental level. And this is horrible, but for a lot of guys, we're like, I don't really connect with her mentally, but I fuck.
Right.
And that's okay. I mean, girls do that too, but I think more so for guys.
Right.
And this is, to me, what you're saying to him, and I agree with, is take the time now to see if you like her.
Right.
And know that the sexual choice is obviously hers, but at the same time, know that this is a big hurdle you're going over, and it's okay when she's ready to go, well, maybe I'm not ready.
Yeah.
That's okay to go, well, now I'm not ready because I know how big a deal this is, and this has now takes a specific step.
Mm-hmm.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Doug Key at Douglas Key on Instagram, Rogue Island Comedy Festival, October 4th. I love this question.
Ooh.
Former SEC quarterback window tapping my Insta.
Ooh, okay.
And this is right into what you were talking about.
Oh, I know about the window tap.
Hey, Jared. Lady listener here. Wow. Currently feathering your nuts with a beautiful sparkling phoenix feather. I started listening to you up, and when I ran the episodes, I discovered the J-Train podcast, so I so appreciate 2 episodes a week. Keeps me entertained and awake when I'm on the road for work. I have a situation that I'd like to advice on. Recently, within the past 2 months, I got a notification on Insta that the former quarterback from my alma mater had followed me. We both went to a once great, now disgraced SEC school and are in the same age, and both currently live in the same city in the same apartment complex.
Oh, boy.
He's mini famous at the complex, and someone always points him out to me when he stops by the pool, but we've never spoken. When I got the follow note, so they've never spoken, he's followed her.
Oh, he's tapping the window from the inside.
When I got the follow notification, I also got several notifications that he liked a few of my more recent photos on Insta.
Standard.
Side note, I tweeted you and asked what to do to let him know I was interested after window tapped, and you told me to tap back, and I did. I liked a few of his recent posts, but no DM ever came of it.
Oof.
He was watching my story for a while too, but stopped after a few weeks. The window tapping stopped too. But now he's back after a month or so hiatus, and this time he liked a few recent posts and a post of on my Insta from 2 years ago. So my question is, how do I get him to DM me or ask me to hang out without DMing him first?
Ooh.
Or do you think he's even that into me? I don't like to message guys first at all. It's just not me. But I want to hook up with this guy because he's hot and because my walk of shame back to my apartment would be seriously short. Pool season will end. The crowd liked that. Pool season will end probably. We do live in the deep south, so it could go for another 2 months. And I never see him at any of the apartment-sponsored happy hours. What is my move? Thanks in advance. What do we think?
I mean, this guy, he's a football star.
So I know she sent her Instagram. She's very cute.
Let's take a look here. Okay. Pretty girl.
It's her on the right.
Oh, boomerang, of course.
Boomy.
Yeah, boomy.
This is her. Yeah, yep. She's...
She's pretty. Okay, so
she's
the guy.
Very pretty.
So this quarterback.
Now the guy, I know who he is.
Yes. Oh, you know him?
So she sent his thing.
Okay, so he's a handsome guy. Here's the thing. He probably doesn't... maybe he's got too much pride. He doesn't want to reach out to girls first. Maybe he's used to getting the girl to reach out. So they're in a pickle right here. They're in a stalemate. He thinks that he's waiting for you to DM him. We have a standoff situation.
We have a standoff here. I think that's a big part of it, what you said, is he is very used to people, women specifically, approaching him.
He doesn't have to be a creep. Or he doesn't have to feel like a creep, even though DM is not, that's not creepy. But
well, let's also look into, like, you know, from the other side of it. Let's look at the embarrassment angle.
Okay.
He DM, you know, now there's this murky world where he is this mini famous person where now let's say he DMs her and now he's the creepiest fucking former quarterback ever.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like he is in a... I had a situation... I might have told this story on the podcast before, but I had a girl DM me, and then that she wanted to go let's get drinks when I'm in town.
Right.
And I wrote, I'm sorry, I actually have shows. I do shows every night. I'm not looking to get drinks, but I appreciate whatever.
Yeah, you're honest.
And that's what I said. Like, and then she posted it, in a fan group of someone else.
Oh, God. We live in such like, a screenshot world here. That everything is screenshotable. Well,
that's the thing. So, but in this, I'm not a famous person. Like, but in this small world, these people were like, who does he think he can go fuck himself? Like,
yeah.
And then someone in the group sent me the screenshot and was like, yeah, you're getting torn apart. And I'm like, I didn't.
For being busy?
For I didn't have to answer. I could have just been like,
yeah.
I was pretty nice. I didn't, like, I
you
just could said, have
given
hey,
her the
I,
scene.
Yeah. Like, I.
I've heard from a third party that this incident is still talked about in that group to this day.
Is it?
To
wow.
This day.
Shelby
this day.
Knows all the gossip.
And it's like, I don't know what. And I said to the, and what was, so then I posted
incident.
In my Instagram, I posted, look at, you know, can't, what I answered. So then they're like, how could he post in his Instagram? And I took out her name. Like, I didn't post her name. And first of all, she was coming in for like a weekend.
Yeah.
It was like, let take me for drinks. Like, what kind of a person? What kind of a, like, I'm here.
That's quite forward.
Forward, but also like, how highly do you think? Like,
right.
I don't show up to fucking, you know, Minnesota and go, who will take me to drinks now?
Yeah.
You know, like, and I was very respectful. And I said to the person, my claim is show it to your mom.
Yeah.
Does she have a problem with it? I don't think she would.
Right.
And with, you know, so I'm empathizing with this guy where he's like, listen, I'm fucking in my 20s. I'm not even, he doesn't even play football anymore.
Yeah.
He's doing other stuff now, but he's still that name where it's like, you can be embarrassed. Like, I tweeted this today. I said, I know one thing. Everyone has someone that has a nickname for them.
Exactly.
So, like,
so that was funny.
Everyone has a former... Everyone's hooked up with one person that person now refers them via a nickname.
That's so funny.
In their group chat. So it's like, he's had a front row seat to being someone's nickname for, you know, probably a lifetime. He's probably gotten fucked over a bunch of times.
Right.
Just because it's like, oh, look at this football loser.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm like, you know, I'm sure there's a group of girls who are just being like, oh, the guy who thinks he's funny.
You
know, podcast guy. You know, like,
right.
I, you know, you become, and it's like, I do understand where his concern is, and her concern, I feel it too.
Yeah.
She doesn't like the message first. How do we get them over this hump?
Well, he doesn't want to be the unanswered screenshot. He doesn't want to be that first initial message that, hey, look who just DM'd me.
Yeah, and also, you know? But also she knows more about him and whether in his background more than he could ever know about her.
Right.
Just like, you know, just like this situation with podcasts. Like, if you listen to my podcast, you know so much about me that I don't have the luxury of knowing about you.
Right.
So he can only think worst case scenario. Oh, you're someone that wants to screenshot it. And
yeah.
I also, what were you saying?
No, I mean, he's being protective, but you have to take a leap of faith. Like, that's the only way you're going to find love if you want that to
happen.
That's
the best case scenario.
Sure.
Is that he's like, I don't want to get fucked over. Worst case scenario is when you go into receiving mode, it means you're only looking to put the amount of effort. You don't want to get blamed for ending it after you put in effort.
Yes.
That's a big thing with dudes. Is like a girl, if after things end, girl will go, well, why did you take me to that? And why did you take me to this? And why did you do this? And she'll go over like 700 things that you did.
Yeah.
To get laid.
Right.
And then you'll be like, well, yeah, at the time, that's what I wanted to do.
Yeah, I just looking for an exit strategy.
Yeah. So for this guy, his best move, because he does get approached by a lot of women probably, is to say, listen, I'll let the things come to me. I'm going to back up the defense.
Yeah, she has to just go for it then.
So yeah, that's the thing. And for her, I think the strategy that your girlfriend played with you is the way to go.
Just be bold.
Be a little bit bold. And also, it's okay to be bold. The one thing where she says, she's like, I don't like messaging first, it's not me. You can go outside of what's you and then go back to being you.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You can go and say, hey, this is so not me. Just wanted to say what's up. I see you around the apartment complex.
Perfect.
How you been?
Yeah.
Hi. Just wanted to say hi.
Yeah.
Just like your girl did, where it's like, you call it the creepy. Hey, I know this is weird, but I figured... I would write, hey, I know this is weird, but I figure we've liked enough pictures of each other. Just wanted to say hi.
Right.
Then at that point, revert to being Little Miss Lady.
Yep.
Where he pull, let him, you've given him all, I use this analogy, you've given him all the tools to build the house.
Mm-hmm.
Now let him go.
Yeah.
At least you show interest.
Exactly.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Doug Key, the Rogue Island Comedy Festival. Go RogueIslandComedyFest.com. Question about, let's do...
Wow, big inbox here.
We got a lot of chick Jesus. Ones. Let's
Good
do...
God.
Let's do how to date without dating apps.
Okay.
Hey, Papa, squeeze on your nuts, lick your butt, or whatever.
This is going to be a good one.
I recently deleted dating apps, all my dating apps, and I'm not sure how to date and meet men in the wild. To give a background, I'm a 24-year-old girl, and I work in finance in Manhattan. My issue with the dating apps is that I just could not spend my time swiping on profiles. During the week, I'm either working overtime and I'm not doing overtime. When I'm not doing overtime, I'm just tired. Want to relax at home. And then the weekends, I spend catching up with friends. So making time in my schedule for a random guy off of Hinge or Bumble just wasn't a priority. What's your advice on meeting him in men in the wild and dating without the apps? Is it worthwhile using meetup.com to go to events and meet people there? No. If I'm on to happy hour with my coworkers and boss, how can I meet a man around people who I work with professionally? What do we think?
When you get acclimated, when you get too used to this dating culture, this online dating apps, you need to reintegrate your social skills. So you need to start going out to more social functions.
Yeah.
And when you're talking to guys or guys approach you, you can't dismiss them knowing that you just have your app in your pocket. You know what I mean? You have to do this kind of subconscious speed dating where you have to listen to people. Like if a guy hits on you, entertain him, humor him. You know what I mean? Because you might actually meet somebody cool.
You might be missing the people that are actually trying to get with
you. A guy that you would otherwise ignore if you were already talking to somebody on a dating app.
Yes.
So that guy could be the guy you see on the dating
app. And even before that, she writes, okay, first of all, the meetup.com thing, I'll give you a little inside scoop. They come to comedy shows a lot.
I've heard of this.
And they're the worst comedy audience of all time. Shelby's laughing.
Oh, really?
Laughing.
Why? That's weird.
No, I've been on the site looking for not for dating, just looking for very specific groups, and I've seen a lot of things for comedy shows, just kind of semi-working in comedy and being like, oh, that's not gonna be
fun. No, because the comedy is just, they're there, that's like background to what
I want to know what Shelby's specific searches on Meetup are.
It was like for photography
and stuff like that. Okay. Well, here's
common interest.
Shelby's like, yeah, I was looking for all the feather people. You know, like here's why they suck at comedy shows is it's a tactic to get people to come.
Of course.
And these people have never met each other before.
Mm-hmm.
So they're looking to do, it's called meetup.com. So they get together and then they get thrown in the comedy show and then they end up trying to talk a lot.
Right.
Because they're trying to show the rest of the group that they're cool.
Yes.
They're like, I'm not the loser in this group. I just want to show these people I'm like a nice guy. But it's like, you shouldn't have done this here.
Yeah.
You should have gone for drinks and then come to the show. And that's for anyone who wants to do fucking a first date.
Because they'll probably
show.
Say, hey, let's meet up at this 8 p.m. show. And then they all show up at 8 p.m. So
and they're all
nobody
charged
knows each other
up to meet.
Right.
And you're like, you guys got to fucking put it away
for
10 minutes so I can do whatever the fuck I have to do.
Exactly.
I've gotten in more fights. One time I did a meetup. They used to have them at Stand Up New York. And I would get so fucking mad. Did I talk about this on the podcast?
I remember you saying something about it.
I complained about this a while ago. Basically.
How big are these groups, by the way?
They could be anywhere from like 10. Like, it could be 8 people. It could be 100 people. Like,
Jesus.
They're big, right?
Yeah, I remember like hearing from people that they want like, to dinner with 20 people and they were like, met one person they were like just to be friends with and then we're like, wow, these other people are kind of...
Especially in New York, the meetup groups, they get a little wide. You know, you don't know who's coming.
It's like, oh, some 6-year-old Indian guy and an 18-year-old white girl.
The makeup of the group makes no sense, but they... Stand Up New York every Sunday used to have meetup groups come to try and fill the room.
Of course. Hey, from a business point of view, that's great.
I get it.
2-drink minimum.
But I would... And then I would look... one week, I came on stage and I got in a fight with this like this Asian woman who was with her husband. We just got in, like, she was yelling out because they want to show everyone that they're like cool or whatever. Then the next Sunday, I'm on the same exact time show. They have another meetup group come, and I get into another argument with this Asian woman again. And I go, "Are you the woman from last week?" And she goes, "Yeah." And I was like, "What the fuck are we doing here?"
What if she wasn't? That'd be fun.
Yeah. Like, oh, you racist? I'm either an asshole or a racist in that situation. One. But I would say the meetup group isn't going to be what you want it to be.
And how old, I don't know, is she going to be doing a meetup
group? She's young. She's probably cute. Here's the thing you need to do. And here's the other thing. You said you have no time. So now you have time for the meetup group, and then you have time to meet. Right. What she needs to do, when you're in professional situations, have fun. And then it's okay to like wean yourself off of like the professional drinks after work lead to people going home.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the other thing. These people all have friends. Everyone has 200 friends.
Right.
So if you're known as being single and you have fun with the people you're hanging out with, friends, coworkers, people bring up the other people they know that are, because what people want to do, and this is good, the meetup group is a perfect example. No one wants to hang out with 20 people that no one knows each other.
Yeah.
You want a solidified group. So everyone's trying to get the best group they can get. Mm-hmm. So when you go to these professional events, stop worrying about the guys. Take a minute. You've deleted the apps. Take a minute to fucking stop worrying about that. Have fun in these groups. Have fun with your friends. If you're the one having fun with your friends, they're going to go, "I got to fix up this girl so that with someone I know so that our group is good."
Right.
That's what people want in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
So for you, girl with no time, dig in to the friends you have.
Yep.
Dig into that. Yep. Because those people are going to go, "Man, that girl's so cool." And the ones with boyfriends, your girls with boyfriends are the best ones to go to.
Absolutely.
They're
going
to go, "Wow, that chick's cool." And the boyfriend's going to go, "She is cool."
Yeah.
And then he's going to go, "I know this guy.
He's going to Rolodex of dudes."
Yes. And he's going to want his buddies to hang out with him and be as miserable as him in a relationship. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com.
Girl with no time reminds me of somebody else.
This reminds me of that fan group.
Yeah.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Don't judge me for my Yahoo account.
Okay. Ooh.
"Hi, Jared, guest, and Shelbs XO. I'm a new lady resident of Chicago. Went out for the first time over the weekend and went to a pretty low-key bar that wasn't too packed, very chill vibes. I'm usually degenerate being 22, but I happened to be particularly under control that night and only had a couple beers. Anyways, I ran into my crush from high school, who I had no idea had moved here too. I know this sounds ridiculous, but literally all of high school, we were so flirty with each other. But we were young and innocent, but it never extended past chatting during school, class. So this is the first time I've seen him in 5 years. We saw each other, hugged, and we had a long, really natural conversation. My crush was immediately back. I was afraid we were talking too long. So in a moment of lull in conversation, I said, "Well, it was nice meeting you." It sounds like it was a great combo. in a lull, "Nice meeting you. Gotta go." Just leaves. And we hugged and I went off with my friends again. So he never asked for my number, but also didn't really have a chance. He also seems like the reserve type who never would slide into my DMs and is very inactive on Insta, hasn't posted in over a year. We don't even follow each other. I'm wondering how to see him again and how to make this a thing. Thank you. Also forgot to mention, he asked if I would be going to our 5-year reunion in November, so I may see him there. But I'd like to connect first, or if I saw him there, how would I get the ball rolling? You know what I mean. What do you think?"
Ooh, first of all, a 5-year reunion is far too soon to have a high school reunion. That is like, you're still living at home.
Did we have a 5-year? I had a 5-year. Yeah,
I had my 5-year at the bar that I was working at the time.
Really? Oh, how was that?
It was so awkward. People are like, "Oh, so what are you up to nowadays?" I'm like, "Oh, see that bar over there?
Yeah.
I clean it on the weekends. I wipe it down."
Oh, so you weren't even working?
No, I wasn't working that night, but
I think it
would have
been better to be working.
Oh, yeah.
At least you get through all those conversations and people will tip you a lot.
Exactly. Make the best of it. So these guys are high school sweethearts? Or they just knew each other?
Flirty in high school, reconnect 5 years later.
And then she said, "Nice to meet you."
She said, "Well, good seeing you." She stopped it midway through. She basically ran away too soon before he could get a number. I don't like when people make the excuse, well, he's reserved. You don't know that, bitch.
You don't know that.
You don't know that.
I can't stress this enough. Just be bold. Like, you have, yes, guys are dumb. Okay. They don't, like, we're going to make the first move all the time. We think that, you know, we don't want to come off as creepy. We don't want to, you know, come off as too eager or, you know, desperate. So if you just give us some leeway, like, it'll start snowballing.
I think what she has to realize is, like, there's a couple of things. Could this be serious? It could be. Guys moving to new cities, I mean, that's like freshman year, the real freshman year.
Mm-hmm.
When you get to New York, get to Chicago right after college, you're like, oh, man, I'm going to go out here. I'm going to sow my wild oats. I'm going to have those crazy nights that I've always heard of.
Yep.
I'm going to go to work. You know, I can't tell you whether this will be an important relationship, but I do know that for both of you, it's a little bit easy in a new town.
Yes.
So my advice to this girl, use the tools he gave you. You guys are probably Facebook friends, and you are going to the reunion.
Mm-hmm.
It's October now, right? This is coming out October.
End of September, October.
So you got a month. And I would send him a DM, or I would send him a Facebook message, because that's the one people usually, like, the messages people usually get.
Yeah.
Hey, it was great. Sorry to be... Don't mean to be creepy, but I felt like I ran away from our conversation too quick.
Yeah.
I know I'll see you at the reunion, but my friends and I are doing this. Keep it in the casual realm.
He'll be thrilled. Don't be
I think
overboard.
If you keep it casual, it's better than like, hey, we should get drinks, because there's just so much, you know, there's so much history.
Yeah.
So if you say to him, hey, friends and I are going to watch a football game this Saturday. I figured you're new to town too.
Yeah.
You should come.
Right. Don't spike the ball right out of the gate. Just set the ball.
Yeah, and guys at 22 want to move painfully slow.
Exactly.
So play into that. So if I were her, send the message, hey, I know we're going to be seeing each other at the reunion, but I had a good time seeing you the other night. Felt like I ran away too soon. Hey, we're all going to watch football at this bar on this date.
Yeah.
You and a couple of your friends from college should come. Now you've opened up the group. This is back to the idea of getting around good people. People want to be in groups. People want an all-star team.
Exactly.
Everyone wants an all-star team to hang out with. And that and you just, all you want after college, like, at college teaches you the type of people you like being around. I really do believe that. Because high school, you're around the people that your parents decided to move near.
Yeah, or you have one common interest. That's
it. Or your common interest is the town.
Yeah.
You know, and you're like, how did I end up with these fucking weirdos? And it's like, yeah, if you look at your high school friends, you're looking around and you're like, I don't know how we even came together. Like, the people that you, like, grew up on the same block as or whatever it is.
Right.
It's just a random hodgepodge of people. Then you get to college, you're like, I'm going to start going with those people.
Right.
Then you get out of college, you're like, oh, I know my taste in people.
Mm-hmm.
And this is when you're like, so for her, she's like, I had a really good conversation with a guy. Start creating your all-star team. You get to a new city, start saying to people, we're doing this, you should come.
Right. And if they're both fairly new to the city, right?
He's going to want things to do.
Exactly.
They're both looking for all-star teams. That's my point.
Yeah.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. We are sponsored, people. We got a great new sponsor.
What is it?
It's so good.
So good, especially for the age group that listens. The majority of the people that listen to this podcast are around that, like, 20s. You don't, you know, not a lot of money, but you're, you know, that money is a need. You know, you're starting to learn saving. I would assume part of the Sunday weirds is waking up going, I have no savings.
Yes. Open a Roth IRA right now.
Well, this is a good way to start that. We are doing Robinhood.
Okay.
Robinhood is an investing app that lets you buy and sell stocks, ETFs, options, and cryptos, all commission free. So I used to sell mutual funds and annuities when I worked in life insurance. The one thing that I'll go back to my former.
No, I need to be educated on this, because I don't know anything about this shit.
Forced savings is the best thing you can do. And if you're sitting there going, well, I don't have any money every month. Okay, that's fine. I'm not saying you should, but can you find $5?
Yeah.
You got to start somewhere.
Right.
People think because they can't save a lot that they shouldn't save at all.
Mm-hmm.
The best thing you can do is start saving very young and putting money away on a weekly, bi-weekly, monthly basis that is out of sight, out of mind. Just siphons into account. You don't know where it goes, mm-hmm. how it goes, but you ain't going to see it for a lot of years. And just consider it gone.
I like that.
And what you do is when you invest over time, it brings down your basis. I think I'm saying the right things. It's been a long time since I've talked about this thing.
Right.
But you're bringing down your costs because if you over the course of time, you're going to go in the market on high days. You're going to go on low days.
Yep.
You want to be consistently saving. And also, it creates a new habit. Habits take 14 times to make a part of your life. So if you have an app on your phone, like these saving apps are spectacular. And the thing about Robinhood is they want to make financial services work for everyone, not just wealthy people. This is what I'm talking about. You're sitting at home, do something. It feels good to look at that account a year from now and go, I was putting away $10 a week. Holy shit, look at that.
Right.
That's a lot of money now.
Yeah, it wasn't a big investment when you started.
Not a big investment, but every week. Mm-hmm. Are you going to the bars? One less beer. That's $5 a week.
Right.
And people look down. It's the problem with Instagram and social media where we only see the big events. It's those small weekly, you know, it's diet and exercise.
Chipping away at it.
Chipping away. So it's a non-intimidating way for stock market newcomers to invest for the first time with true confidence. It works like any other app that would be. It's usable. Mm-hmm. And other broker, and also you're losing out on the charges. The no cost, no commission is a big deal.
Oh, that's huge.
Other brokerages cost $10 for every trade. Robinhood doesn't charge commission fees, trade stocks, and keep all your profits. It's easy to understand charts and market data. So Robinhood is actually giving listeners a free stock like Apple, Ford, or Sprint to help build your portfolio. So sign up at jtrain.robinhood.com. That's jtrain.robinhood.com. When I am presented with ads, and since we've moved to my apartment, we're being more choosy about who we're putting on the show. We want companies that would work with the listener that people here would need. So I always say, let me give you free money. This is free money for your kids. This is going to help you. So Robinhood is giving listeners a free stock. That's like free money. jtrain.robinhood.com. That's jtrain.robinhood.com. jtrain.robinhood.com. jtrain.robinhood.com to get a free stock like Apple, Ford, or Sprint. So that's jtrain.robinhood.com. Go check it out. jtrain.robinhood.com. Back with Doug Key. We are towards the end here. Let's do some news.
Ooh.
Welcome. Shelby, what do you got for us?
We have some light news for us first.
I love some light news. Yeah. There's so much heavy news.
You were just at a tailgate this weekend.
I was at the University of Oregon. They played the Stanford Cardinal.
We talked about Old Miss tailgate.
Yeah, loved Old Miss. That is the biggest, most unbelievable tailgate, most organized tailgate that I've ever seen.
Very clean, very neat.
Yes.
Classy.
Nah, it was classy. It's definitely classier than, you know, tailgates I've seen. You know, a lot of my friends will be like, oh, Penn State tailgate's just four guys around a case of beer. And I'm like, yeah, that could be that, or it could be a huge one. Ole Miss consistency. All classy, tense, extension of your living room. Okay, what do we got?
And do you meet, like, people at these, how low will you go? You meet, you know, like, college students at tailgate.
Oh, yeah, we meet all the college students, incredibly hammered.
Well, this video was from West Virginia.
West Virginia, the Wild West. They have grain alcohol, very dangerous place to drink. They party.
The Mountaineers.
They get down. So this is a video.
Found on the news site, World Star Hip Hop.
Uh-oh.
Very prestigious
website. I don't think they're in the library.
Two gentlemen and a lady.
Okay.
Let's see what they have to say.
Let's see what they have to say.
You fucking ripped my pussy open, motherfucker. It was so good. Ah! You made me come like several times. I swear to God.
Oh my God. How much did he pay for that endorsement?
Did she say he bit my pussy?
He ripped my pussy open. Ripped. Made me come like seven times.
Let's play one more time.
Yeah, let's play one.
Your dick is so fucking big. You ripped my chain open. Like, You fucking ripped my pussy open, motherfucker.
She seems serious.
Who is she talking about? She's looking directly at the
whose
camera.
Camera is she giving that to?
I believe the gentleman holding the Miller Lite, if you look closely.
Yeah, because he's got a shitting grin on his face.
Oh,
look
yeah,
at
he's
him.
Never been happier. But you know what's interesting about this video is he just was like, yeah, I mean, thank you. And then the video goes viral on WorldStar. And it's like, this guy, he should put that as his Bumble profile or his Hinge profile.
Maybe put it on hers too. Hey, hey, you've seen me on WorldStar.
Yeah, you've seen as seen on WorldStar with the emoji smirk. Have you ever had someone that's never been an endorsement that I've gotten?
No, me neither. I mean, even in my relationship, I just haven't heard that term thrown
out.
What
a horrible video for your daughter to go
that's
viral.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'd rather my daughter be in porn than, because at least I know she's in a business and she's getting paid for it. This, she's not getting paid
for. He's this, getting paid.
Oh, yeah.
She's his PR manager.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. West Virginia, this doesn't do a good job. You know, it's funny when these party schools become big party schools, the school doesn't want to be known as that, so they start cracking down.
Oh.
West Virginia never seems to crack down. It doesn't seem like they're
off the rails.
Their mascot, who's just a dude dressed as a mountaineer, got a DUI a few years ago.
That.
So it's hard
I think we might have talked about that here.
Hard to dial it back a bit.
We have another story?
We do. You familiar with the Myers-Briggs
The personality
rankings,
test?
Correct, Doug.
So it's a personality score, right?
They get very specific.
It's like an analysis.
I'm a ENTJ. This
yeah,
and that.
Some people post it as their.
It's like a horoscope on steroids.
Yeah, some people post it as their like their dating app bios, and I always think it's funny because it's like, oh well, I don't know if that matches what I'm looking for. I won't try and fuck this girl now. Like, as if that would matter to any dude.
Right.
What's with Myers-Briggs?
Well, a researcher at Northwestern University, very prestigious.
That's a good school.
Gaggle.
He hates the Myers-Briggs personality test.
It'd be funny if this researcher was like, I got the worst personality and I need to fix this fucking test. Why does he hate it?
He believes that, I don't know, I didn't read that far in the article.
Okay.
But he has...
This news is really in depth.
Hot button issues.
Play the music.
But what I did read is
he
has taken a data set of 1.5 million people and along with researchers created four distinct personality types.
So he has said, fuck this.
Wow.
Myers-Briggs, I'm gonna be Pepsi to their Coke.
So you're telling me there's more gender classifications than personality types?
That's what he's saying.
He has boiled it down and just really gotten to the nitty gritty.
So what are his types?
The four that he has come up with and found out. One,
it'd be funny if he's like, huge penis, that's me.
Went to WVU.
West Virginia University, huge penis. Only one person is in that category, me.
Pussy ripping penis.
Yeah, what do you got?
First one, average. These people score high in neuroticism and extroversion, but score low in openness. Is the most typical category with women being more likely than men to fit into it.
Okay. This seems like this guy didn't do a... He just saw an opening in the market and just like wrote up a thing.
Next being reserved. This type of person is stable emotionally without being especially open or neurotic. They tend to score lower on extroversion but tend to be somewhat agreeable and conscientious.
Okay.
Mm.
Next, role models. These people score high in every trait except neuroticism, and the likelihood that someone fits into this category increases dramatically as they age.
I can't believe that someone hasn't gotten from like the neuroses center of America. There's a group for everything now.
Of course.
So all of this seems to be based on if you're neurotic, you're not you can't be a good person or you don't test well, right?
The role model, he says, these are people who are dependable and open to new ideas. These are good people to be in charge of things. women are more likely than men to be role models.
Okay, I can see that.
Uh-huh.
In the last, self-centered. These people score very high in extroversion, but score low in openness, agreeableness, and conscientiousness.
Every comedian.
Most teenage boys would fall into this category.
Okay.
According to him, and hopefully they mature out of it. The number of people who fall into this category decreases with age. What do you think you fellas are?
I mean, I feel like everybody thinks they're somewhat introverted. Like, I mean, we all are in our own heads at some point.
I once saw a girl with a dating app bio that was like, I'm kind of an extrovert.
Introverted extrovert.
I was like, that's called a human being. That doesn't even count. At first, it felt like the neuroses thing played heavy in this.
I'm fiscally liberal, but socially, or like, well, I'm social conservative, but socially, you're like, what the fuck are you?
If you have a firm grasp on what your personality type is like, that I don't want to hang out with you. You know,
yeah.
Know what kind of person you are, but you don't need a whole synopsis
If anything, this whole thing just tells us if you think you're right all the time, you stink.
Yeah.
Like, if you have never been like, wow, I was wrong about that. I say, wow, I was wrong about that.
Uh-huh.
3,000 times a week.
Yeah.
Like, just, wow, I was wrong about that. We should get that as a drop. Wow, I was wrong about that.
Yeah.
That's me at all hours. And then if you don't go, am I crazy? You have to ask if you're crazy 10 times a day or else you are fucking insane.
There's got to be thoughts where you think, like, nobody else has thought this before. Everybody has that.
Yes.
You know?
Everyone has that, and then everyone has the realization that they're not that smart.
Exactly.
You know? So
I've always had that.
I think, like, it's just interesting that he's basically, like, the worst person is someone who will never, like, buy into the idea that they might be wrong.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, thanks, professor. How much did you get paid for that fucking shit? Shelby, thank you for the news.
Yeah, that was more of a case study than news, but that was good. I like learning.
Shelby's always bringing the hot news.
Thanks for tuning in.
At Classic Shelb on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Go follow, go support. Doug Key, thank you for coming on.
Oh, hey, man. This is great. Thanks for having me. And looking forward to October.
October 4th.
Thursday.
RogueIslandComedyFest.com. RogueIslandComedyFest.com. At Douglas Key on Instagram. It's going to be a great show. I'm very excited to do it.
Yeah, man. Get your tickets now and yeah.
Get involved. I'll be in Newport, Rhode Island. That's it for us. I'm Jared Free. We're here every Tuesday and Friday. Keep telling your friends. Keep spreading the word. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Keep sending those emails. Boom.